यत्सिदेयूरिमे लोका न कुर्याम कर्मचेदहम् शंकरस्य च कर्ता स्याम उपहन्यामिमा प्रजा। सो उत्सिदेयूरिमे लोका, उत्सिदेयूर दिल बी डिसरप्शन, इमे लोका दीज वर्ल्ड्स, न कुर्याम कर्मचेदहम् इफ आई डू नॉट डू माय ड्यूटीज, शंकरस्य च कर्ता स्याम, I will become the creator of Sankara. Sankara refers to Varna Sankara, which is talked about in the first chapter. We'll explain the relevance over here later. Upahanya mima praja. And in that way, among all these people, there will be upahanya. There'll be chaos. There'll be a complete mess of things. Adiham navartim yatu karmanya tandrita. उत्सिदेयूरिमे लोका न कुर्याम, सो उत्सिदेयूरिमे लोका, सो कृष्णा सेड उत्सिदेयूर फर्स्ट, ही सेड इन द फर्स्ट लाइन एंड उपहन्याम मा प्रजा, सो कृष्णा इज बाय यूजिंग द वर्ड ट्वाइस, इमे लोका उपहन्याम इमा प्रजा, कृष्णा इज टॉकिंग अबाउट द वाइड स्प्रेड कॉन्सिक्वेंसेज दैट विल बी देयर अमंग द लोका, अमंग द वर्ल्ड्स, अमंग द पीपल ऑफ द वर्ल्ड्स. What exactly is Krishna talking about? That how a Sankara, Varna Sankara coming into the picture over here. A Kshatriya is meant to protect society from unscrupulous, malevolent invaders, from those hungry for power without any care for principle. The Kshatriya is meant to protect people from that. And how does the Kshatriya protect? By the by one's example, by one's conduct. Kshatatrayate iti Kshatriya. So the Kshatriya protects from hurt. Now when antisocial elements are not checked by Kshatriyas, so if Krishna does not check the demoniac, then the result will be that the demoniac will overrun the people in general. They will disrupt the people in general. They will wreak havoc among the people. And generally, whenever invaders come and conquer a land, the biggest casualties are the women. They are exploited, they are enslaved, they are brutalized, and often from this exploitation, children result. And such children who in blunt language are bastards, having no, they're illegitimate children, and you know, they often become burdens for society in future. So Krishna is saying that the dependent members of society, the women who are meant to be protected, will no longer be protected if the Kshatriyas do not protect society in general, and then that will lead to Varna Sankara. So, Sankarasya cha kartasyam. Here Krishna has neatly and thoroughly turned around Arjuna's argument on its head. Arjuna had said that if I fight, that will lead to Varna Sankara, and Krishna is telling over here, if you don't fight Arjuna, it will lead to Varna Sankara. So how has Krishna turned down that argument so dramatically, so thoroughly? When Arjuna was arguing, Arjuna was thinking that if I fight motivated by greed, then others will also act motivated by greed. And when they act motivated by greed, and they overrun, overpower and kill the guardians of society, the kulakshaya, the leaders of the kula, they destroy, then again the women will be unprotected and then they will be exploited. So similarly, here now Krishna is telling the same consequence will be there, but Krishna is depicting an entirely opposite causal chain for that scenario's materialization. He says that if you don't fight Arjuna, then people in general will see this as a authorization for abandoning their duty. And when you abandon duty, others abandon duty, then people will be, then women will be unprotected, and then they will be exploited. So now, which is the correct scenario? What is actually going to cause Varna Sankara? Is it Krishna's version or Arjuna's version? The point is that in the Mahabharata, prior to the speaking of the Bhagavad Gita, elaborate efforts were made to try to avoid the war. And despite all those efforts, the war still took place, which indicated that it was not a war fought just for the sake of greed, as Arjuna was thinking, aho bat mahatpa, as he said, idraja sukha lobhena. Arjuna used that word in addressing the issue in 37 and 38, first chapter. We are large sukhalobhena, out of greed for a kingdom we are fighting. But that it was that they were not fighting for greed was clear, because the Pandavas were ready to for peace on the most accommodating terms, being ready to settle for just 5 villages instead of their huge kingdoms. That would have been a huge, huge come down. Do you imagine there's a property dispute between, say, 2 sons of a business magnate, after the business magnate passes away, and say one son agrees that, okay, I don't want conflict, you just give me one small company somewhere so that I will have some source of living. Oh, man, that person has the right to inherit hundreds of companies, or at least assets worth hundreds of crores of rupees. But one small company the person is ready to settle for, and that will indicate that this person is definitely not motivated by greed. So the Pandavas were like that. So Arjuna's assessment of the motive of Pandavas was wrong. They were not motivated by greed. They were motivated by duty. As Kshatriyas, they had to rule. And more importantly, they also had to ensure that the unrighteous Duryodhana and the Kauravas did not continue to rule in society and exploit society. So Arjuna's diagnosis was wrong, because he diagnosed the motives of the Pandavas wrong at that particular point. At least he was ascribing to himself and to his brothers greed, which was actually not present at all in them. So Krishna is outlining a much more realistic scenario, where he's saying that if the guardians don't do their duty, then what will happen? Then society will be disrupted. So, for example, if the guardians of society, that means the Kshatriyas, they become lazy, they become irresponsible, then there are always in this world unscrupulous elements who are just waiting for opportunities to strike, for opportunities to disrupt law and order and to further their own selfish ends. So, they will exploit. So Krishna is telling that the likelihood, if the police, taking contemporary example, that sometimes the police may be excessive vigilant, and they may sometimes beat a criminal more than what is necessary. Now that is not good. Their justice has to be proportionate. Punishment has to be proportionate. But the danger to society because of the police punishing some criminals excessively is not as much as, say, the danger to society if the police don't do their duty at all, if the police don't punish anyone at all, then the criminals will have a complete free hand. So Krishna is telling Arjuna that this is what will happen, O Arjuna, if I don't do my duty, and by implication, Krishna is telling that if you don't do your duty, because Krishna and Arjuna, they are both Kshatriyas, at least Krishna is playing the role of a Kshatriya over here, although he is God. So he's telling that if you don't do your duty, then this is how society will be wrecked. And therefore, your worst fear, the scenario which you want to avoid, actually you will end up courting that itself. You'll be ending up causing the thing which you are trying so desperately to avoid, that is Varna Sankara, the disruption of society. But he, and they will cause it not by fighting, but by not fighting, by not doing your duty, by not setting an example for others. Therefore, oh Arjuna, the subtext is, the underlying message is, gird your shoulders and do your duty. Do your duty, because that is how you will be able to protect society from the dangers that you are fearing, and you will be able to put society on the path of material and spiritual prosperity. Thank you.